This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The trade war between the United States and China is escalating, with both Washington and Beijing firing additional salvos on Friday. VOA Steve Herman reports President Trump is ordering the U.S. tax increased on Chinese products valued in excess of $500 billion.
The U.S. president took action after China announced it is raising tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. goods and resuming 25% tariffs on American autos in retaliation against duty increases Trump had earlier proposed. Trump on Friday also said he is ordering American companies to immediately start looking for alternatives to China, but he did not explain under what authority he is making the order to American industry. The tit-for-tat actions by the two countries have unsettled financial markets. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
North Korea has conducted another missile launch, violating an apparent promise to U.S. President Trump to refrain from such tests after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan's government first reported that launch, calling it a ballistic missile. South Korea's military confirmed the news minutes later, saying North Korea had fired two unknown projectiles from South Hamgyong Province into the sea off its eastern coast. Earlier this month, President Trump said in a tweet that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promised to stop launching missiles and return to nuclear talks once the latest round of U.S.-South Korean military drills ended on Tuesday. However, North Korea has not engaged in any dialogue, and instead it has criticized Washington and Seoul for holding the military drills in the first place. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong is gearing up for more protests as some demonstrators plan to again target the city's airport over the weekend. Hong Kong police said Friday that the city's high court extended an order restricting protests at the airport. Hong Kong's airport authority also published a half-page notice in newspapers urging people to love Hong Kong and not block the airport. Protesters have called for an attempt Saturday to blockade routes to the airport, which could disrupt the complex if large numbers turn out. On Friday, thousands of Hong Kong protesters joined hands to form human chains and a peaceful protest recreating a Baltic chain that pro-democracy demonstrators used against the Soviet Union three decades ago. Under increasing international pressure to contain fires sweeping parts of the Amazon, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro authorized use of the military to battle the massive blazes. Fires in the environment have taken center stage as G7 leaders gather in France for a four-day summit. Reuters' Joe Davies.
The four-day summit gets underway here in Biarritz on Saturday. The big theme is supposed to be about improving inequality across the world, but as security is tightened ahead of world leaders arriving. Instead, the theme appears to be securing the future of the planet. The Amazon rainforest is burning at a rate never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have already been destroyed. It's prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to declare an international crisis, as he called on fellow G7 leaders to urgently discuss the matter. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said Dublin will vote against a trade deal between the European Union and the South American trade bloc Mercosur unless Brazil takes action to protect the rainforest.
A Moscow court has ruled to keep an American man suspected of spying in prison for at least two more months. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
The court had ruled to keep Paul Whelan behind bars at least until late October. Whelan, who is reportedly kept in cramped conditions, had felt unwell, and the American embassy last month had said his condition had generally worsened. When called, Russian paramedics, however, said he did not require hospitalization. Whelan, who holds multiple citizenship, was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow in December last year and charged with espionage, which carries a long prison sentence. He has publicly complained of poor prison conditions and has said his life is in danger. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Liberal U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed a three-week course of radiation therapy to treat a cancerous tumor in her pancreas. That's according to a court spokeswoman Friday. The 86-year-old justice, who has had previous scares, tolerated the therapy well, according to that statement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.